Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ramon Foster Show, brought to you by the Get Go Cafe and Market, where they're open all the time, making hot, fresh food. Ramon, what's going on? Happy Tuesday to you.
Man, happy Tuesday. Are you having tacos today? Is that a thing still?
I'm not. I'm having this little manufactured loaf in a bag. They don't have manufactured loaf in a bag day, do they?
No. Would that be a Monday? We'll call that a Monday.
Monday manufactured loaf in a bag day.
Yeah, man.
Moan, every day right now at Steelers training camp is George Pickens / Calvin Austin day. Oh. It certainly would appear that the football team has found a couple of real weapons in these guys, doesn't it?
It does. Like you said, that's the word every day. We talked to our producer, on-site guy, Eddie Provident, about it. And he's just saying, like, every day they're doing something special. They're doing something. You check social media, there's the oohs and the ahs of the things that they do. And honestly, I think it's a little bit of the surprise of what they're actually doing, too. You got to think. George Pickens come out with the ACL and got to make sure that he's healthy. And you find out, oh, this guy is just different. And then Calvin Austin's situation, like his official height, DK, listeners, 5'7 3/4". That's not supposed to look unique or dynamic on the football field, right? No. That's a walking pedestrian. That's usually not a guy you find on the football field in the NFL camp making these type of headlines and, you know, making the plays that he is. And you expect him to be fast, but he's still getting away from guys as, I hate to say, as small, as what do we say, vertically challenged as he is. And you don't expect that to be the case in the NFL's training camp.
No, you don't. But here's the thing that jumps out to me about both of those guys in watching them up there, Moan. More than anything else, and I sometimes, you know, you can get a little bit too caught up when you've been covering sports a long time like I have in little particulars and this and that, and whether it's baseball, hockey, or football.
Right.
And sometimes you're better off just backing off and saying that individual – right there can do things that other people can't.
Yeah.
And just forget the rest, okay? Yep. In baseball, it's someone who can just swing the bat with more force than someone else or throw the ball harder. In hockey, it's just raw speed or, you know, or strength or something that you just see them do where you go, okay, that right there, and it doesn't go into a slump either.
Right.
When I see Pickens – and his, you mentioned the word vertical.
His vertical.
Well, he is not vertically challenged.
No.
Okay. In addition to being 6'4", or whatever he is, he goes up, but he also contorts and twists and does crazy things to conjure the ball showing up in his hands. And you're like, what was that? How did he do that? Calvin Austin. Just breakaway speed, blurring speed. He's
stop
pulling
and go.
Away. Yeah, he's pulling away from secondary guys. Moan, if I'm Matt Canada, I'm having a very hard time keeping these individuals off the field. And that's actually the thing that I most wanted to ask you about today was like, what do you do there? Because you do have other players.
you do exactly as you said, DK. You find a way to put them on the field. You challenge but encourage those types of guys that have this type of athletic ability, this type of playmaking capability. Also, DK, and I'm looking at a photo now of George Pickens go up and catch the ball. This isn't a body catch. This is a hand catch. This is a guy that knows that, look, I am bigger than you. My hands are big enough to control this ball. You're going to swipe down when I go up, or when you're going to swipe up when I come down. No, I'm trained for this. So you're right, DK. I'm a little cautious about throwing a quarterback out there to your original question. These guys, I'm putting them out there because the more reps they get against the bodies of a defender, the better they're going to get at, the better understanding that they're going to have as far as when to break, what my body is going to do on this turf, what I need to do against this guy. That picture I saw of Calvin Austin stopping, catching the ball, breaking, and breaking away from Terrell Edmonds, that says, look, I can do something with that if I get him to understand the game of football. And that's what you do with those two young guys, DK.
Yeah, that it's game breaking capabilities that they have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to go too far here. Neither of them has suited up in anger once yet.
Right. Or did it for a long amount of time throughout training camp.
Or played through injuries or been, you know, covered in a certain way or whatever. So I don't mean to get ahead of anything here.
Right.
I'm just talking about the opportunities that need, I think, to be presented to them. Now, we're going to see that in the preseason. And with Deontay Johnson doing his hold-in, it actually creates some of those the bat, okay? Yeah. But Deontay's going to come back. He's not sitting out. He's not Le'Veon Bell, okay? No. One way or another, he's going to play football this fall. Mm-hmm. So Deontay's going to be out there. Chase Claypool's going to be out there. Miles Boykin has very quietly had a good camp. Mm-hmm. Okay? No one talks about him. Okay? Yep. Anthony Miller has gotten a little bit of buzz, but Anthony Miller is another guy. Now, Anthony Miller is your classic support role, special teams, whatever else here, but maybe he'll be more. But my point is there are a lot of bodies at that position, and I don't I just don't want them to get buried is what I'm saying.
No, and you know what? I don't necessarily think they will, because this is you say all that, DK, but you've been around the game for a while, and I have too. You've seen talent when you're just like, whoo. This guy is different. And I feel like that's what we're saying. We're speaking about Calvin Austin and George Pickens is they're just different. Again, they got to grow. They got to take their lumps. They got to find their ways how to survive and be pros. That's the next thing. Like, these are controlled settings to where the coach can set you up against this play, against this type of defense. You got to go make plays. When it comes to the actual being inside a stadium, when it comes to times to, hey, this is what our game time routine is. We might not come to you in the first half of the game. What are you still going to do throughout the game? And that's that growth that we need. But just overall, DK, you got to be excited about the playmaking ability of this wide receiver group, starting with those two young guys. And like you say, Miles Boykin, that in itself is five. The two rookies, Miles Boykin, and the two veterans that's already been there, Chase Claypool and Deontay. Tell me, okay, and I know there's probably a better group out there, but who has that much optimism about that receiving core? It ain't the Colts. It's not the Jags. You know, it's not many. It's the Bengals. Bengals have it.
Yeah,
Bengals.
And I, without getting into a whole going through all 32 teams, I see what you're saying. The Steelers have options and depth. I guess where the Steelers might fall off in that discussion is the one, and especially the two.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Meaning Deontay, is he a true one? We've been talking an awful lot about that. You know, Claypool, he knows what he wants to be, and here's hoping that he is. But I'll tell you this, Moan. And we have to cut the break here. This team has options at wide receiver that can help to mitigate the uncertainty of the offense and the uncertainty at quarterback.
Yes, sir.
That alone should be reassuring to fans. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to look at that defensive line.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper knows. Swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Ramon out in Latrobe, Omar Khan met with reporters for the first time in camp. Not a lot of news came out of it. He acknowledged having conversations with Deontay's agent. Now, who knows what kind of conversations those could be. And he was asked if there's any area of the team that he'd like to add to. And his response, and I'm going to give it to you verbatim, was, overall, I feel really good about the 90-man roster that we have. If there's an opportunity to upgrade a position, somebody comes available through the waiver wire, somebody calls about a player shopping, obviously you're going to look at it. Injuries come into play, but overall, I feel really good about our roster. Now, that's a very, very vanilla response.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also, to be honest, it's the kind of response that you want. You know, yeah. It's not saying, hey, here, this yeah. situation or that situation is something that we're really worried about or looking to add to. Is the defensive line an area of concern? I'm asking you, because you have Larry Ogunjobi, who Omar right. swears is just fine, and we're just being careful with him. You have Tyson Alualu with the knee injury. You have Cam, who's magically still performing at his very
you
peak.
You better make sure you say it like that, too.
At age 34, right? Okay. But would you have concerns if you were Omar?
Not necessarily, man, because they have a good rotation of guys at that position, too. And they got some youth sprinkle into it also. Larry O, Cam, and Tyson are the guys we're going to, you know, just point out at all times. And also Chris Wormley. We can't forget to throw him in that pile of veteran guys. But there's
seven
some
sacks. Seven sacks.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There are some guys that have played in this group too that have done pretty well. Of course, the Davis brother, Carlos, for sure, being a guy that's played a good bit, knows the system, and the expectations are high. I love the fact that they're honestly pitting him against his brother. You know, I don't know how this is going to shake out or what it's going to look like, but he's not the only one that's pitted against his brother. I don't know what they were thinking, but just Montrevious Adams. Like, what exactly are we doing, man? It's enough DK to where I do feel comfortable enough going into the season. Cam never really comes off the field. Tyson's got to be a little bit hungry, but you also, his position is a nose tackle, not necessarily D tackle. So his position is, look, we're going to sparingly throw him in, let him do his job as far as stopping the run, and hopefully everything holds up for him as far as the knee reconstruction or what was it, knee? Yeah, it was knee reconstruction. And Larry Ogunjobi, if Omar said he's fine, if I know that training staff, the way I know that training staff, they're going to guide him into playing well. So it's good. Plus, the parts around it, DK, we're speaking about this. We talked about Miles Jack and friggin' Devin Bush yesterday looking different.
Yeah, there's a support staff. The guy who makes me feel the most comfortable with the defensive line is Montrevious Adams.
Is it?
Don't misunderstand that. I'm not saying he's the best guy. He actually shouldn't even be starting if you have all the pieces together, okay?
Yeah.
But just his presence.
Yeah, man.
Allows me to believe that there won't be a Minneapolis part two this year. Okay. Where you say, all right, no one is going to do that Dalvin Cook thing again. No yeah. one's going to just be able to just gash. You're going to find a solution. You're going to have something available to you if everything goes wrong. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Omar didn't bring this up either in that same context, but running back? Come on. Another running back? You're not going to go Benny Snell on me here, are you?
I am, DK, because
I am.
Because what running backs are you willing to go sign after camp that's actually going to play a role for you?
Let's see. But that's the beauty of the preseason. Nah. Who are the biggest stars of the preseason every year? It's always a bunch of running backs.
Well, you know what's going to happen, DK? Those guys are going to be special teamers. They won't be ball toters. Okay, that's unless you already have a 1-2 punch at that position, those guys going to be frigging special team guys, or they're going to get in when number three is out. And number two is Benny Snell. Okay, so unless you're signing for special teams, DK, there is really no real reason to go get a guy. Of course, I'm not championing Benny Snell, but he knows this system. He's 4 years in. Jeremy McNichols is the guy that they signed right now that's in camp, if we want to throw that out. And the fact that Anthony McFarland is still on this roster. So you're not going to go get a day one starter in free agency. And most of the time, let's be real, Baltimore takes all the running backs anyway. So, no, we're good.
Yeah, this is true. I don't want a day one starter. Well, I want like D'Angelo Williams part two. Okay, like I want the sequel to D'Angelo when he came in and the impact that he had, and it was significant on your offense, as well as I should be obliged to add
go ahead.
The fact that the offensive line brilliantly adjusted to the different paces of the two running backs for whom they were blocking.
Hey,
end of disclaimer.
From yesterday, you've been an offense racist, okay? A major defensive supporter, all right? It's about time you gave us offensive players our flowers. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. And you're welcome.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore. When we come back, it's the only segment that matters, the Hey Moan segment.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity, they're tangy, they're gummy, and they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. It's time for the only segment that matters. It's the Hey Moan segment. For that, my man Patrick from South Carolina is here at our headquarters and shop downtown, and I'm going to turn the big mic over to him.
Hey.
Don't be nervous. He doesn't bite. He's actually
really mean. We have Pats from the South Carolina, South Cackalacky. I've heard South that term. Yeah, there we go. What's up, Patrick?
Not much, Ramon. I just I couldn't wait to come
pull the mic down a little bit.
Couldn't wait to get down here and, you know, see this place. I've been part of the app for such a long time. I tell
Thank you,
it's kind of neat to be here. I was just saying, you do an amazing job.
Thank you, sir.
DK to identify, like when you were in actually still playing football and he just knew that you would be amazing at this type of thing. You are amazing at this.
Don't give DK too much credit today, man. He'll hear this and start playing this as a headliner clip. We don't need those problems, Patrick.
The credit goes all to you. He just recognized the talent. I did want to ask you a question. I found something I was kind of amazed to see. Not amazed to see, but I mean, I knew you were that kind of talent. But so I guess I should start with, hey, Moan.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel that according to the pro football reference, the average value or the average value, I think they call it, you literally are one of the top 50 Steelers of all time.
Really?
So I just was curious as to how you might feel about that. I didn't know if you ever heard that before.
No, Patrick is the first one to actually tell me about that. Well, let me say this. It's hard. You hear me stuttering already. I don't take compliments like super easy. So it's kind of uneasy for me hear it. But that in itself for me, man, is a huge honor. And I'll say this, in my time in playing, I didn't know what I was getting myself into as far as a career. I just knew I had to go hard. I knew I had to practice every day. I knew every day I walked on that field, I had to give him my all because I was an undrafted guy, because I thought to myself, I got to hide my deficiencies. And this is the other part, too. And I think you guys appreciated how we played as a group, was everybody held everybody accountable. Like the way Marquise held me accountable, the way I held him accountable, the way we held Marcus and Al and Dave and Beecham and everybody, like we weren't ashamed to kind of call each other out and say, hey, you need to do this. And that kind of bred into me, or just festered in me my entire career. I'm actually delighted to kind of hear something like that for a guy that, you know, never had the Pro Bowl or the national accolades and everything that go along with it. When you're a guy that's in my position, you're trying to find a niche for yourself and you try to stay there and you try to really specialize in what you do. And that's one of the things that I knew I needed to do. Whatever I did good, I need to make sure I do that well. I need to make sure that I hide my deficiencies so that nobody can expose me to that. And I just took a lot of pride in that. To be a part of this organization, man, I had a lot of guys that I played with that said, you stay with one organization. And me personally, I didn't think nothing more of it. But then they say, man, that's the Steelers. Man, that's one team. You always have a home to go to. And I've told DK this before. I've kind of said this before. The moment I knew I was going to leave that locker room, and this is even before I was retired or about to retire, I said, man, don't let them talk bad about me. And not just for, you know, locker room presence, but just my play. I wanted to make sure that was a certain level. I wanted to make sure I was a great teammate. I wanted to make sure that I was a guy that held his own despite however I came into the league, you know. And it's funny you say that. I actually had a conversation with Ben last week about, you know, him and Cam having stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even in this locker room anymore, and I still get these calls. But it was kind of cool because that's just how I wanted to be as a teammate. But that's also how I wanted to play the game, to where, look, I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to hold you accountable, and you better make sure you do that to me, man. Again, we all get our praises and flowers in different type of fashions. For that to be on that site for me, as far as one of the top 50 guys with the greats that have come through those doors and walked down that hill in Latrobe, man, that is a great honor. Patrick, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
No, that was fantastic. I noticed that, and I looked for you on there because I listened to you, and I'm like, where's Ramon? And, you know, I know your teammates and coaches appreciate you. I know the fans did too, because, I mean, that you five guys were just, that line was just amazing. So
thank you.
I still have time.
Patrick, you know, go ahead. DK's back there. He was cackling back there in the back.
He's the boss.
Yeah, let's go.
He told me to go ahead.
The show anyway.
Well, way back at the beginning of the Ramon Foster show, you were teasing a question that never got answered. You were saying that Coach T would not look James Harrison in the eye, and we were going to talk about that someday. And that Sunday has never come. Something about Coach T not looking James Harrison, making eye contact with James Harrison.
No, listen to me. I probably said that may have been a lie as far as that goes. No, listen to me. You've ever seen Coach T's eyes, okay? He opens them up. No, I probably laughed and was more or less like, whoa, no, I've never heard that before. He didn't have issue with addressing anything. Hey, listen.
I wouldn't think.
If that was the case, we'd have ran right over Coach T. Now, I don't think that's the case. I saw somebody yesterday actually say Miles Jack, who's an outsider. That's one thing we also did in camp, man. Pretty much said they get down in Pittsburgh as far as the way you work. And, you know, a lot of people criticize Coach T for how he's perceived interacting with his players. But the one thing that we did there is work. I don't know how, Patrick, he got us to drink the Kool-Aid, but we drank it.
He's incredible. Pittsburgh's lucky to have him.
Yeah, and so that's the way I've always just kind of looked at him. Like, nah, Coach, oh my gosh, if James was able to run him over, and boy, ooh-wee. Yeah, no, that wasn't the case right there.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, Ramon, I appreciate it. Thank you. You guys have a great show.
You too, man. Thank you.
I appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
All right. Give that back. Thank you. All
right. Man, could you imagine that? Patrick was awesome. DK, you're fired. Told you already. You keep getting up.
I just keep getting fired like every day.
Somehow you keep coming back.
I know. Let the cockroach in nuclear winter, baby. Let's do this again tomorrow, Moan.
I'm with it, DK.
I got one.